What's the deal, y'all? It's your girl KP here with another episode of Fem Talk. As you guys know, Fem Talk is a podcast that highlights individuals in the LGBTQ plus community, where we talk about problems that relate to our issues, society, and just living in our truth. And today, y'all already know we got another super special guest, my cousin, my girl, Big Bonnie, Bon the Don. Cousin, can you introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yo, what's the deal? I go by the name of Bon the Don. I'm coming straight out of Eastside, Long Beach. I'm a singer, songwriter, rapper, performer, and I'm also the CEO of my own label.
Period. Because first, did y'all hear all of that? Did you guys hear all of that right there? Yes. Yeah, so we're going to jump right into you and your career. So there's a lot of things that I want to touch on today, mainly because I know everything, you feel me? But I want the viewers to know as well. So with this being Fem Talk, I do want to talk about a little bit of what your experience is like being in the community. Let me back up. Do you consider yourself openly bisexual, or what would you label yourself? Because I know you date men and women, right?
Yes, I consider myself, yes, I'm definitely bisexual, but I like dick more than pussy.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, girl. Ain't nothing wrong with that. But it's so funny though, because I be seeing you with some bad bitches.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to get them off me.
No, I definitely know. Definitely, for sure. No, that's cool though, because I think it's so taboo. Maybe not now, but it has been up until as of late to be like openly bisexual, like dating men and women in the music industry.
Absolutely.
And I love that you're so open about it. Like, I got a girlfriend, I got a nigga, so what?
Right. Yeah, because, you know, I'm so used to everybody having their opinions and having something to say. So, like, I stopped giving a fuck about that shit a long time ago. Like, you're either going to like it, love me, or hate me, my nigga. And I'm just going to be me at the end of the day. So, yeah,
right.
I openly will have a girlfriend and a boyfriend at the same motherfucking time. We might be having a threesome. You know what I'm saying? We might not. I might keep it separate. Depends on what type of mood I'm in that day.
You know what's so funny? Because I was gonna say, so like if you're in a relationship with one or the other, are you open to like having a threesome with your partner, and like how does that work for them?
Yeah, I mean that's like a requirement for me. Like I can't date someone who's not down with the threesomes, because at the end of the day, like I said in my song, I keep a bad bitch because the dick is never enough. You know what I'm saying? So they gotta be.
No, that's bad. Yes, yes. Do you feel like your sexuality ever hinders like any of your success, or makes people like, oh, I don't want to work with her because this is not?
To be honest, this is kind of weird to say. It's gotten my foot through a lot of doors, because like for some reason men are infatuated with bitches that like bitches. Like it's like a fantasy, you know what I'm saying? So it's gotten my foot through a lot of doors. But also, the door has been closed on me if I don't want to fuck around with a nigga. Like, no, me and my bitch are not fucking with you. I just want to work. The door will get closed. But at the end of the day, you know, ain't nobody stop God's plan. So it's always a way around that bullshit, you know?
No, girl, yeah, that's facts. I love that, though. I love that, like, it works for you even when it don't work all the way. Because, you know, like you said, some closed doors just mean that that's not for you. But it's cool that could kind of put you into, because we all know how niggas are. Definitely a nigga feel like, oh, I see you, yo bitch. Okay, let me come over here. You hop on the chair.
Yes.
He think he doing something, but he not.
Right, right. Yes. Like, it's like a fantasy, you know?
Yeah. Okay, so then with you being a female rapper, we all know the rap girlies are out, okay? And I think you're right up there with the rap girlies. But the rap industry is definitely a male-dominated industry. So what is your experience like? Because I know you've been in the game for a minute, like as a female rapper. And the thing is though, because I'm going to say this, but as like a real lyrical female rapper, because I know sometimes you're going to talk about your pussy and all that, but you really got bars. Like, Bonnie got bars. Bars.
Thank you.
Yeah. So it's like, what's your experience like really like being an artist, a female, openly queer in the industry? Like what have been some of your successes or setbacks?
To be honest, I feel like I got hated on a lot because I'm so good And I feel like, you know, because I'm so lyrical and all that, I don't just rap about dick and pussy and shit. Or if I do rap about dick and pussy, I'm gonna make that shit sound lyrical as fuck. But I feel like I've gotten hated on a lot by men because they're intimidated by my talent. And it's like, damn, this bitch, like, she just came in here, she just out-rapped all of us, you know what I'm saying? And they try to box me out. I've gotten boxed out a lot, but I feel like, you know, you just gotta keep shaking and moving and you gotta keep pushing, because one day somebody is going to actually appreciate that shit. You know what I'm saying? And embrace you for your fucking talent, which is what's happening to me right now. Like, you know, so it's just a matter of just keep fucking working throughout the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? You got to keep going, because one no, I mean, you could get 5 no's and get a yes. You know what I'm saying? You could get 100 no's and just all it takes is one yes to really get your shit out there. So it's just, you got to keep fucking working, dog. That shit is important.
So let me ask you this, because I know that you've experienced a lot. Like you said, you've been boxed out. People may have counted you out. How did you get through that? Like, what kept you going when you felt like everybody was against you?
My love for music absolutely is what kept me grounded this whole entire time, because I deal with depression and anxiety, and you know, I would get, you know, I've been in the game for like 17 years now. Right. And like, I have those moments where I'm like, damn, like, what the fuck is going on? But then you have to look back at your progression. I had to look back at my progression, to see how far I've come. And it's like, yo, I'm way further off, you know, than when I first started. So why the fuck would I quit now? You know what I'm saying? Like, God wouldn't bring me this deep in the game just for me to give up and not be nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean, rap is all I know. That's the only thing I'm good at. So let's talk about it.
She said, that's the only thing I'm good at. Buddy, I think you're good at other things too. No, but I feel you. I do. It's like, that's your passion. What, one thing I respect about you so much, regardless of like whatever you've been through or whoever has to fuck you know. You know, you're like, I'm going to do this. I'm good at it. I look good. It don't matter if I got this nigga, this bitch, or whatever they did to me. You're going to get through your situation. I personally have witnessed you go through so much. And it's just like, to see where you are now, to me, girl, that shit can make me want to cry sometimes. Because I'm just like, bro, if she can get through some shit, I don't even go through half the shit that you go through. I can get through my little stuff.
You definitely can. There's always light at the end of the tunnel. You always have to remember that. And trials and tribulations, they build character. They build strength. They build knowledge. You know what I'm saying? So it teaches you how to move through life, and it only makes you better. So at the end of the day, whatever you're going through, whatever dream you're chasing, just trust and have faith, believe in God, and lock in on yourself and just stay focused and never quit. Keep going.
Absolutely. Do you feel like being on your journey, is it easier for you to be single and be focused or be in a relationship?
To be honest, if I'm gonna be 1,000% honest, relationships have hindered me in the past. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I've had a successful relationship, which, you know, with Gritty, which he was like investing into my shit, and it helped a lot. But at some point it got bad. You know what I'm saying? Because he started cheating on me. He's cheating on me. I got distracted and I was just focused on trying to figure out who this nigga's fucking with, whatever. I stopped writing, you know, it detoured me from my path in the end. But in like the first 2 years, it was good. He was helping me with everything, you know?
Right.
And then, so after that lesson, I'm like, okay, I just need to be single and grinding. And which that always works. It always works because you have no distractions. You have nothing to worry about. Like, I don't got to worry about a nigga being out doing whatever or stressing me out or whatever the fuck. I could just fully lock it on myself. Now, I mean, shit, I got into another situation, just fell into it. You know, you remember my ex-fiance, which that was a fucking huge mistake, but a major lesson learned. And even though we both were like in the same industry, this nigga was still a bum. So it was still a distraction because I'm having to carry his weight and put him on while I'm trying to still put myself on. So it just, there was no balance. You know what I'm saying? So to be honest, I would have to say, like, being single when you're chasing your dreams is extremely important. So just so you have no distractions, so you can fully lock in and focus on yourself.
I agree.
Until you get to where you want to be, you know? And once you get to where you want to be, you know, I'm pretty sure God will bless you with somebody that is like top tier and that's perfect for you and your situation.
Mm-hmm. Right. No, that's fact, girl. It just, you know, need them. I'm a lover, girl.
You are.
I'm such a lover, girl, because it's so hard. Like, I be trying to tell myself, I'm going to be single. I'm not going to fuck with no bitches. Next thing you know,
it'd be hard not to. Because I mean, at the end of the day, we're all human. We want to be loved. We want to feel that feeling. We want to have that person. We want to have somebody we could just kick it with and open up to, and you know, get freaky with. You don't want to have to bounce around to all these different people just to get a nut off all the fucking time. You know what I'm saying? So right. I get it. But you know, at the same time, you gotta have that strength to where it's like, man, this is what I'm chasing right now. That shit gonna come right. later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Which shit, I was single for 4 years. 4 fucking years.
4 years?
4 years. Since
girl,
since
my more power to you, Cuzzo, because I be trying to stay single for 6 months. I guess I could if I really tried, but then it's just like, here comes somebody, they tell me I'm pretty, and I'm like, okay.
That's how they get you, girl. You gotta watch the motherfucker.
It's these women. So I wanted to ask you this, because I know you was talking about, you know, bum ass niggas that way and all that. So we understand some of the men you've dealt with have been that way. What about women? Have you ever had a woman invest in you, kind of like how Greedy has? Or like when you are dating a woman, is she more motivating or distracting like these niggas?
To be honest, every woman that I've dated was kind of like a distraction for sure. Because like I'm like, when I'm with a woman, I'm the dominant one. Like I'm like the nigga, you know what I'm saying? And I'll be too nice and falling in love too fast. And then these bitches just think they could treat me any type of way and just dust the bitch off like I'm not shit. Then I get all depressed and sad. I'm like, well, damn, I thought we were in love. Like, what did I do to this bitch? You know what I'm saying? So, like, yeah. Definitely a distraction.
Yeah, that's so funny.
They've never, like, helped my
health. Because I see it. I definitely see it. Because I know when you're dating women, you date... I feel like you're, like, a mix of both. Like, you definitely dress like really fitted, but you're not always super feminine. You feel me? More like kind of like the women that you date. So it makes sense that it's kind of like, okay, I'm gonna take on like, I'm that nigga and you're my bitch,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But it is easy to fall into like the distraction there. So that's cool. Are you dating right now or what's tea?
Yeah, I'm in a relationship.
Okay. I'm in a relationship.
It's fucking amazing. It's like, to be honest, like I never thought I would feel this feeling ever again. It feels good. I'm happy as fuck. I'm working every day. I'm locked the fuck in. You feel me? And it's like,
yeah, sure. You've been in the studio, big vibes, big names. I'm like, okay, I love this.
Yeah,
it looks like it. Literally, you look happy. You look
so happy.
I'm where I'm supposed to be, you know?
That's what my homeboy was telling me the other day. He was like, you look like you're supposed to be there because you are supposed to be there. And I'm like, you know what? I can't do nothing but thank God. This is all his work, not mine, you know? I'm just happy to fucking be here and I'm thankful for the whole situation, you know? Because it's hard to come across a real one that actually, like, believes in what I do and is not hating on me and actually wants to be a crutch instead of being a fucking weight on my shoulders, you know?
Right. And
it's a blessing.
Like, see the balance. And you know, I haven't met him or anything, but I watch your social.
You're going to
my family, and I'm just like,
you're going to. We're coming to Vegas this weekend.
Oh, we're my weekend, baby. We're so with it. Yeah.
Yeah, we outside.
Yeah. I love that. Make sure you call me.
Absolutely. I'm probably gonna leave Thursday night, like, and get out there in the morning time.
Okay, and I'm off on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, so you just let me know.
Yeah, we are sad.
With you saying, I know that you said you're working right now. I've been seeing you in the studio a lot, doing big things. Yeah. Can you tell us about what you're working on? I know you dropped the OnlyFans music video, and that shit, if y'all haven't seen it, y'all gotta check out Vonda Don OnlyFans, because she went crazy, okay? It was giving body, yeah. yada, yada. So tell us about what you're working on and a little bit about like how that video came about, what it was like shooting that.
Yeah, so, you know, I've just been focused on just dropping singles. I'm We're doing 2 singles a month with visuals included. But with OnlyFans, that was so different for me because, as you know me, I'm a tomboy. So that was the first, like, most, like, sexy visual and record I've ever put out. But it was fun. It was hella fucking fun. I was a little bit uncomfortable because that BBL was still fresh and it was a little stiff. But
you were looking good, though, girl.
Thank you, cuzzo. But yeah, that shit was hella fun shooting that video. And yeah, so I'm just doing 2 singles a month. I just dropped the Can't Fuck With You Meet remix today featuring Zol Samba. You feel me? I'm working on an album with Big Hit right now and Hit Boy. So, you know, we outside, we working, man. It's all a part of the journey. I'm, like I said, I'm just happy to be here. This is all God's work. You know what I'm saying?
That's facts, y'all. But did y'all hear the name? I want y'all to understand that she's not playing no games. It's big names over here in her camp. Okay, so I know you said you're dropping 2 singles with the visuals. Are we doing like full-on music videos, kind of like OnlyFans, or just more so like visuals for the Instagram, you know?
It's more so like, you see how I've been doing the reels and stuff?
Yes.
So it's more so just like reels. I probably will, the videos that I do with Big Hit most likely are going to be like full blown music videos, but everything else is just reels, which I decided to take that route because I'm just noticing like the masses, their attention span is like this now because of TikTok and YouTube Shorts, and everybody's just scrolling. Everything's fast paced. So I figured, like, why not just do these reels, you know, and just go crazy? Because niggas is just scrolling past the shit any fucking way. So I don't have to do like a whole major ass production, like, just to get my visual out there. And the shit still looks good as fuck. And what I'm doing is I take the real music video and I also upload it on YouTube, so they can, you know, the masses can still watch it on there also.
I love that. It's the strategy for me, girl. I'm a proud cousin.
But thank you. I'm proud of you too, girl. You done came a long way, shawty.
Girl, you listen, resilience, it's tatted on me because
I know that
in the face of adversity, when all things are stacked against you, we gotta find a way through, girl. I'm stressed the hell out right now, but it's cool because we gonna get through it.
Absolutely. God is
that's just how we do it. Can I get a okay, so I know you said you're dropping singles right now, so do you have any upcoming projects, or are we just anticipating a couple singles for the year? When we go get the album, honey?
The album's dropping this summer. It's called Bonfire.
I can't wait. Yeah. That's hard. Bonfire. Wow.
Yeah, we're about to fuck it up this summer. The show for
that's
sure.
Exciting.
I really don't know. Me and Big Hit, we don't got a title for our album yet, but that shit, we've been working on it. We already like 5 songs in, so.
You know. Oh, y'all, yeah, I mean, you better be. You in the studio every day, girl. Cause, you know, you better be motherfucking producing something. Listen, don't be like these niggas. They in the studio all the time, but they ain't dropping nothing.
They ain't doing shit. Yeah.
Girl, no, just in the studio with a cup of lean just to say, I'm in the studio. You feel me?
Yeah, no, that's we really in here working, pumping out records daily.
I love that. I'm so proud of you, girl. I think it is so cool to see how far you've come. I love that you're so yourself. You feel me? When you blow the fuck up, all I'm gonna say, don't sell out, cuzzo. Because these bitches, they be selling out.
No, I never will.
For real.
Yeah, no, we not going that route. We took the long route so we wouldn't have to do that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That is fact.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you so much for joining us today, cuzzo. I'm glad that we got to touch on some of what you're working on. Let us know where to find you, Instagram, YouTubes, whatever, so that way we can drop all of that in the comments.
Yeah, everything, Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, everything is Von the Don. Don with 3 N's, the THA, okay? Because people be spelling it the other way.
Like, look, we gangsters over here. Von the Don.
The Don. You know what I'm saying?
All right, cousin. Well, I'm going to look forward to seeing you this weekend. I'm looking forward to all your drops. Tell all your people, come get a girl for me.
I got you. Okay. I'm crazy. You already know, cousin. I should have had my shit on tonight.
Right. Get the guy, need the free promo, baby. Come on now.
I got you. I'm a bust it. I'm bust it this weekend for sure.
Okay, good, good. All right, y'all. Well, this was my interview with my cousin, Lauren Design. Until next time on Fem Talk, see you guys later.